We're in the Wells Fargo Auto Museum here in Steele County Fairgrounds. Terry Hansen is helping run it. Are you kind of the guy, or you got a crew, a staff or what have you, that helped get this together coming into the fair, Terry?
There's four of us on the that are considered superintendents of it. Charlie Kaplan, John Simon, Les Abraham, and myself. We're supposed to pretty much split up the duties and the work. And this year, my wife took over the computer end of it, and she's got that all figured out, and it's going very smooth for her now, and it's working well.
Yeah. I would say there's some vehicles in here that look like there's not a lot of computer in them, though, right? Not a lot of computer in this one right here, for instance.
No, 29 Buick has no computer. That's my kind of car to work on. I let my son take care of the computerized cars.
So, Terry, what do we have in here? Convertibles, I know, is the concept this year for the theme at the fair. What kind of vehicles are inside here?
They're all convertibles, all the way from 1916 is the oldest, up to, I think, 67 is the newest one we have in here. We had a cutoff year of 78, but we didn't get anything that new, which was, we're kind of looking for the older ones usually,
and
so worked out good.
And is there a car or two that really stand out to you in here for a certain reason?
Well, you've known me your whole life practically, where you know Chevrolet is kind of my thing, and I enjoy them all. We got a lot of really nice cars this year, and some of them are kind of street rotted. The majority of them look original in appearance. A couple of them are, like I say, they've been completely changed from the way they looked when they come from the factory.
All right.
And is there a vehicle that is really unique to have inside here that, again, that stands out among above the others that are in the auto museum?
I would really think that maybe the two right here in the front door, the 29 Buick and the Model T, those two. And of course, the Cabulary, the 33, that's an all original car. It's never been painted. The interior, the roof, everything is original. And so it's really, it's pretty unique to have a car that's never been touched.
So to look at this one, you said it was a Model T. I think it says 1916 on it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at it. There's no side windows. That kind of vehicle wouldn't work in Minnesota for big chunks of the year when cars were first starting to get around the country, right?
Well, I'm afraid that's what they had to take to the grocery store, though.
There you go. Okay.
Or their horse and buggy.
Okay. Nice. Bundle up and hop in the car.
Yeah, that's right.
And as far as people coming through here, good numbers here. We're still talking pretty early in the week. We're about halfway through the week, but you're getting a lot of folks through.
Yeah, it's been excellent numbers. There was, I think, about 2,200 people yesterday. And so it's really, and of course the weather's been just perfect. And so if the weather stays like this, I'm sure we'll have several days of over 2,000 people.
Wow.
And so they come through in waves, you know, there's a crowd in here, and then pretty soon we just have a small crowd, and it's been good, though.
And I'm sure there's a little bit of people that kind of walk through, look at each car, come out kind of rapidly, and I imagine there's some that just really linger car to car.
Yep, they read the story on them. A lot of these cars have some unique stories, and it's really neat. You wonder how they got back to the condition they're in when you hear a tree was growing up through the middle of them and things like that.
So some good stories to take in, certainly, in the Auto Museum. Terry Hansen, thanks for your time, Terry.
Thanks, Roy.
Good to see
you. Always a pleasure to see you.